Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of companies on anything and everything having to do with growing a cleaning company. If that's you and you're committed to growing your cleaning company, check out growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got any feedback for us, questions, comments, rude remarks, whatever you got, email our producer, Natalie. Actually, don't email her with anything rude. We love her. Anything nice, email Natalie at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call at 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show or just drop us a line. We love hearing from Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with my new best friend, Brian Hodge from Hodgepodge Cleaning Jobs. Hodgepodge Cleaning has served the Springfield, Missouri area for nearly 5 years, mainly with commercial and a little commercial, or mainly with residential with a little commercial sprinkled in for good luck. If you want to reach out to Brian and his team, you get a hold of them at www.hodgepodgecleaningjobs.com. Brian, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
It's good to be with you, Cleaning Nation. Glad to be here.
Good to have you on, my friend. It sounds like you've listened to a couple of the shows. So, as you know, I'd love to hear a little background and give Cleaning Nation the opportunity to get to know you a bit. So tell me about the life and times of Brian, if you would.
Well, I've been in Springfield, Missouri since 97, originally from California, and started the company, as you said, almost 5 years ago, and have a daughter at university. She's actually a physics major, so she's a lot smarter than I am. And I have three dogs and a cat and lots of friends that I enjoy spending time with.
All right. So nothing wrong with California to Missouri at all. But in my limited experience, it's usually the opposite. How did you find your way from sunny California to not always sunny Missouri?
Well, my dad, he was in the Air Force and I was in the Air Force. And I've lived in Europe for about 10 years in the Midwest. So when I got to be a little older, I decided that regulation, taxes, and frustrations in California were just about, I'd had enough. So,
oh, I could answer my own question. You're a business owner. Of course you can't live in California. That's on me. I should have been paying attention. So how did you wander into the cleaning business? Did you go directly from the Air Force or was there something in between?
No, I actually was working for an insurance company and the ex-wife, started the cleaning company. So as soon as we had enough revenue for me to quit my job, I jumped in with both feet and here I am 5 years later.
Okay, beautiful. Awesome. I love that story. And off air, just so you guys know, Brian told me he is one of our, what I call insane members of community, of the community, which is he's listened to all 100 and I have no idea how many we even have episodes. Is that true? Or are you just talking crazy talk, my friend?
No, initially I was on YouTube and I saw your YouTube and then I went onto the computer and actually my phone and looked up the podcast and started from number one.
Yeah, I got to say, public service announcement, YouTube is just a gateway drug. That's how we get you hooked. That one's free and then you get to the podcast, which I guess is free too, but still that you get hooked, now you're stuck. So, full disclosure on that one. All right. Well, I decided right this instant, we're going to honor our people that are insane enough to listen to all the episodes that we have as that job will get harder and harder as we keep putting them out with the opportunity. What's the number one thing for people that are like, I don't have that kind of time or ability to listen to Mike Yak? What's the number one kind of theme or lesson that you've got that you can impart to Cleaning Nation?
From your podcast?
Ideally, yes.
Okay. Well, the thing I like, I've had some thoughts and I've done a lot of research and the podcast kind of fill in the details and give some clarity to, you know, what I was thinking about. So, and plus it brings up issues that I haven't thought about. So,
yeah, that's probably my favorite is a lot of times we'll ask questions and people, it's really funny. It's not just the quality of the answer, but it's the quality of the question. So that's what I love about the podcast is sometimes we learn from the spot we least think we need help. I don't need help on that. I'm not going to answer, but I'll listen. And you listen, you're like, oh, I didn't even know that that was an issue, or I was looking at it totally wrong. I didn't know what I didn't know. So well said, my friend. All right. Well, enough of me grilling you. Let's see if I can't help you for a little bit. What is going on in your world and how can I help you today?
Well, through the 5 years, I've had some resistance to actually growing the company. And then I got into a partnership that was pretty much a really negative experience. So I dissolved that. And now I'm back on my own. And to be honest, Mike, I've just lost a little bit of my fire, or maybe I've gotten discouraged because of some things that have happened. And I know you had some challenges when you first opened up your company. And I'm just hoping to get a little bit of probably experiential knowledge, suggestions on how to regain or maintain the fire it takes to be in this business, you know, dealing with employees and everything, just everything. You know, it's a challenge.
It is a challenge. And I mentioned to Brian off air how excited I am, because I generally don't tell people what they have to ask or what they can't ask, but I just generally, you know, 2.5 minutes before we hit record, ask what they're going to do, just so I can put my thoughts together and make sure I've got some sort of semblance of order. And I love this question for a couple reasons. First, it's just really transparent. I mean, hats off to you, Brian. Just be like, hey, I need help here. And it's not, you know, the politically correct might be, how do I get more customers, or, you know, nonsense, not nonsense. That's important stuff, but common. I love that you're just like, here's what I'm really dealing with, and that's what I need help with. So thank you for sharing that. And B, yeah, just acknowledging that the business has a lot more to do with than just advertising or hiring, or, you know, how do I bid a job and that kind of stuff. All right, you've got some background noise, my friend. We're going to have to eliminate that for the podcast. Is there anything you can do to...
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. All right, so let's... So yeah, A, thank you for coming on. B, thank you for that question, because I think a lot of people are doing it. Before I jump into coaching, and you're welcome to share as much or as little as you'd like, but if I could get a little more background on the two things that you mentioned prior, so I kind of know a little better where you're at and I give you better coaching how to go forward. You said that you were in a partnership, or you had two issues. If you could just, again, I don't need the whole long drawn out thing, but if you just give me a little more details about what got you here emotionally, we can have a better path to get you out.
Well, my goal, I owned a pest control company when I first moved to Missouri. I started that in 2000, and I created that to have a job, not work for someone else.
Sure.
And I knew when I got into the cleaning business, I didn't want to create a job for me. I wanted to create a lifestyle to where I could provide for myself and the company, you know, works for me as opposed to the other way around.
Absolutely.
So after going through that for a few years, you just kind of get to the point where you just kind of go through the motions. The partnership I thought was going to be a great opportunity, which turned out not to be. And I was not treated as a partner and had to dissolve that partnership. And here I am 5 years later, still with the ideas and dreams of what I had, but with all the times that I've thought about what I wanted to do and everything that I wasn't able to do because of whatever, I just got kind of wore out, and I need to restoke that fire, and I need to get back on track, because I know I have all the tools. I know I have the ability. And sometimes when you're just a little exhausted, you know, you got to dig deep and find out, you know, what it is. And I know you've done that before.
Yeah, I absolutely have it. I'm excited to share with you. So first, yeah, perfect. Okay, so let's jump right in. For those of you that haven't listened to the whole thing, gosh, I have gone through a ton of stuff. First of all, and I know I've told the story on other podcasts, so I won't go deep into it, but when my first company was a ServiceMaster commercial cleaning, I bought it. I went to the training in Memphis, the mandatory 2 weeks. I got back, ready to take over the world. And day one, all of my employees quit on the first day via sticky note. Never even saw them. They just sticky note literally on my door. So I went through that. I had a divorce, which is, believe it or not, more traumatic than the sticky note incident, as it's become to known. So I've absolutely been through that. And that's one of the things I want to hit before we move forward, is we get so passionate about answering the questions that we answer, which is great. And I'm so blessed and honored to be able to serve you guys and help you, you know, save some of the gray hair and brain damage and headache and just banging your head against the wall, doing the wrong things. But I feel like, and Brian, you just kind of reminded me of it, the one potential negative of that is we talk mostly about growing and how to fix it. So we don't do a lot of acknowledging of this business is really freaking hard. And a lot of days we get up and go, I don't want, my wife got me. She'll go, I don't want to adult today. Like, she doesn't want to be a mom. She doesn't want to work. She doesn't want to do the nonsense that we have to do. I shouldn't say have to do, but we choose to do to maintain the life that we want on a daily basis. So I just love the acknowledgement. And I just want to say that I know I'm generally very positive and generally talking about here's how to fix it and we can make things so much better. And we can, but please don't ever mishear me to say that if you just do everything that I say, life will be great. There'll never be any challenges. Everything will be perfect, because that's just not the case at all. So thank you, Brian, for kind of saying, hey, even if I do the right things, sometimes I just feel like crap. How do I address that? Is that a fair piece of the restatement, that kind of what you're asking?
Yeah, I want to do the right things, and I want to do what needs to be done to, you know, grow and have a company that's going to work for me, as opposed to me feeling like I'm just an employee.
Okay. So first of all, the good thing is the first couple steps you've done. So I'm going to include them for everyone listening, but you're going to go, yeah, I know I'm there. That's okay. We're going to keep moving. And you'll go, okay, now I'm not there. So the biggest piece is to A, acknowledge where you're at. If you don't have that, and I get a lot of that with coaching, people come to me and their attitude is just doom. And I'm not saying this is your attitude, Brian, because it sounds like you've moved through that. But a lot of it is just, this isn't going to work. This never works. Or I'll ask about their goals and they're almost afraid to answer, like, well, I'd like this, like almost like they're begging, like, if it's at all possible, I'd like to earn a living wage from all the work that I do. And that's, to me, that's such a sad place to start. And I'm honored to be able to help those people, but we've got to move them to, if, you know, it'll happen. If I do A, B, and C, if I do the right things, my business must respond. And if I do the wrong things, my business must respond. It's not like it's, a lot of people feel so much like it's kind of this crapshoot or their hope. Well, I'll work the hardest I can, but some guys get lucky and their business does well. And some guys are just no luck and their business never goes well. We've got to, the first thing we got to do is move them. And I'm not saying you, Brian, but to any degree that this is how you feel, we need to move you out of it into the belief and understanding that that's not the reality. The reality is, if I get on a tall building and jump, no matter how much I believe, gravity won't work for me anymore, those don't apply to me, I'm going to fall. I can't negotiate with those rules. And the same thing happens with business. If you've not been getting the results that you want, it's because you've been doing the wrong thing. And you can't get any results other than the ones that you've gotten, because, you know, 1 + 1 is going to equal 2. If you want 4, you need 2 + 2. So we just got to change the action. So the first thing I applaud you on is, it doesn't sound like you're down. You're like, hey, I identified that problem, which is the first thing. If you can't see it, we can't fix it. So you're not in denial of, life just sucks. There's nothing I can do. I don't understand it. This will never work. That's really hard to work with. You're going, I know it'll work. And I've got the hope. I'm just beat down, right? Even if it does work, I'm just too tired. It's too much. So identifying it's the first piece, not kind of hiding it or shying away from it. Cause that's when you ignore it, bottle it, and then it blows up. So that's piece one. Step two, and you're checking this box, is look for help, right? If you just sit there and go, well, I'm miserable and I don't have any drive and I'd love the drive, but I don't know how to get it and I'm not going to do anything. Well, then you're kind of stuck. So the fact that you came and said, hey, here's a community that can help me, and I'm just going to ask this guy that I think has been through that, that's a big step. And honestly, that's half the battle. By identifying the problem and recognizing it and seeking help, I know it probably didn't feel like that way, Brian, and we're going to get to where you're not, and you'll be like, okay, thank you for actually helping. But you're probably more than half there. I mean, believe it or not, the stuff I'm going to give you is a little easier than acknowledging the problem and going to seek help. That really is the hardest piece. Any questions or thoughts so far before we kind of get into the area that I don't think you're at yet?
No, that pretty much describes exactly my frustration at this point. So I'm just looking for the next steps that I need to take and expend my energy for positive things as opposed to any negativity.
All right. Well, this may have been a frustrating 13 and a half minutes for you. So let's turn the corner and actually give you something that you can do for yourself. So the first thing I'm going to encourage you to do is, I'd like to say reconnect with your goals, but I'm guessing for you, it may be connecting. I'm guessing your goals are either loose, like I'd like to get bigger or make more money, or not that that's bad, but bigger is not, I'd like to do $552,000 in revenue between now and the next 16 months, or, you know, that specific. So really connect or reconnect, but create strong, compelling goals. And if you say you're like, my goal has always been to do $1 million. I'd challenge you on that if you said it like that. Well, Brian, it doesn't sound like you're all that fired up. You know, I'd go, well, why do you want $1 million? And you might say, well, and I'm making this totally up, we'd have to do this offline over a much longer period of time. You might say, well, my daughters are in college and one of them wants to go to a master's degree, and I didn't get my master's degree, and I felt like if I did, my life would have been different. Okay, now we got something. Is that worth doing what you got to do? So the first thing is to connect with your goals, not just the what, but more importantly, the why. And maybe that's something you and I can even do offline, because that's hard to do on your own. So if you've got someone that you trust in your life, whether it be a coach or someone that's wise or just a friend that cares about you and knows you, that can be helpful to have somebody talk that through with you. It's hard to do alone in a room with a pad of paper. But connecting with powerful goals, not just goals that you feel like. A lot of people come to me, and this is the first thing I always ask, by the way. Second thing, first thing is where are you at? I try and get an understanding where they're at, and then where do you want to go? And a lot of them just kind of make it up. Like, and they give me the answer that they feel like a business owner should want. Well, we need to grow. Tell me about that. And then we talk for 5 or 10 minutes. They don't need to grow at all. They really want this other thing. I want my family to look at me and see that I'm successful. That's what they really want. So I just encourage you. And again, maybe you and I can do this, but we can't certainly in this forum. I just encourage you to go for your real goals and don't say what you think you should say. Well, I think I need to grow and be healthy and employ all these people. We talk for a while. You really just want a Ferrari, right? And actually, most of my clients don't want that. But if you want the Ferrari, say, I want the Ferrari. Don't say the politically correct business owner thing of, well, I feel like I should grow 12% and maintain our integrity. Don't do any of that crap. Real goals. Does that make any sense? Or do you have any thoughts of what your goals might be? Or do you have anything that lights your fire? It doesn't have to be money, just anything.
Well, my goal is to get my daughter through university and have a business that, you know, works for me as opposed to how hard I've been working. And then eventually I'd like to have a self-sustaining homestead where I can do the things that I enjoy as well as have the business fund, you know, what I really love to do. So
that's
my end goals.
That sounds like a really good start. We don't have a ton of time, but I want to jump into this. Why is that important?
I just believe that our lifestyle is not really healthy for us. And I think we need to be responsible for our own food and health and where we live. And it's just real important for me not to have to depend on the system that we have, which is all about profits and not really customer service or anything. It's just about, hey, you guys are working, you're both working, you don't have any time, come to our store, buy this stuff that they say is food that is probably not very healthy for us. And it's just something that I want to take more responsibility for.
Well, that is a really good why. So we don't have to get into it, but it sounds like you're probably doing okay on this part. Like you sound, you're 80, 90% of the way there. So step one for you, because you're already on step three for everybody else, is to reconnect with those goals in a really way. And more importantly, connect what you do every day for your business with that ultimate goal. You can't separate and see, I go to work because I have to eat, but what I really want to do is not work. I want to go work on this. You've got to connect those two. We're going to work every day. It isn't just so you can eat. It's so you can move forward in that, in your passion. And if you can't connect those, stop the business, turn it off or sell it, depending on what your position is. It's that important. The next thing I'm going to give you is similar, but different. You've got to get in touch with your core values. Actually, it's kind of tags on to what I was saying. Get in touch with your core values of who you are personally. Not business. And again, this is so easy to be like customer service and clean bathrooms and you know, we hire only the best and just kind of crap words that don't mean anything. What you'd say, maybe even if you've had a couple drinks with your closest friends, when you're being totally transparent about what you believe in and what's important to you, distill those down into your core values and live those out every day in your company. You can't have this, my core values personally are here, but when I go to work, I do this. That's a recipe for misery. And again, I always use mine, not because they're perfect, but because we don't have the time to go into everybody else's, is have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So the beautiful thing is, if I'm doing those things, I'm not working. Gotta kill the background noise, man. So if I'm happy,
okay.
Gotta kill that.
I'm trying, Mike. Okay.
All right. So if I'm having fun, making money, being real and helping out, I'm not at work. I can do that at the pool. I can do that with my family, and I absolutely do it at work. And when that happens, I find that when I'm seeking my core values, I draw people towards me that want those same core values, not just my family and my wife, but my friends and the people I work with, both people that want to work with me, who really, when I share those core values, it's a joy to talk with them, and they give me energy and I give them energy instead of them sucking energy from me. For my customers, when they right. share my core values, if there's ever a conflict, instead of going to I'm right and a pissing match where we all think I'm right, we go back to the core values. Hey, you hired me because you believe in making money, having fun, being real, and helping out. And let's look at those. And if I'm out of line with these core values, I'm not acting in line with them, get me back in line, because that's what I'm always going to make decisions with. And sometimes that'll solve the problem. And if it comes to be like, well, that's not really their core values, they're not into making money for me, they want me to do everything for free, that's a great opportunity for me to go, I don't think we're a fit anymore. These are my core values. You have different core values. You should go share, find a company that you share core values with. That moves me. That's probably the quickest thing that moves me from not wanting to go to work and getting frustrated to wanting to go to work and feeling passionate about it, and really not having that line between work and play. Like, how many hours did you work last week? God bless it, I couldn't tell you. I have so much fun talking to entrepreneurs. Again, it's work. It's hard, right? I'd rather be, you know, sitting doing nothing or watching a football game. But the football game doesn't give me any joy or fill my tank. It just doesn't stress me out. Working with you guys kind of works both. And that's how it should be with work. Not that you're going to go in and like, oh, stress is gone, I'm fulfilling my core values, everything's perfect. No, it's still going to be hard. It's still going to be frustrating. But the fulfillment and the joy and the kind of building up internally of you makes that price worth it. And I know I'm speaking real philosophically, but it's a philosophical question. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Cool. Let me give you one thing, and then we're going to hit a lightning round because I'm already way over, but you got me on a topic I'm really passionate about. So thanks for hanging with me. The last thing is community. And this is probably where I think you need the most help. It sounds like you're really lonely and you have nobody. And I don't mean that personally. I'm not saying you're a hermit. I mean, from a business standpoint, I learned early on when I had my manufacturing company and I had like a couple $100,000 piece of equipment I was trying to decide if it would make sense to buy in my business. I go to my wife and she had a whole different, well, what's that going to do to our financial security? And how's, I'm scared. And that seems like a lot of money. So not that she didn't have good feedback, but she had her own agenda, as well she should, right? So I couldn't talk with her openly and honestly and get what I needed. I couldn't talk to my friends. They're like, I make $42,000 a year, you jerk. Like, they just, that $200,000 piece of equipment made no sense to them. I just had nobody to talk with. And that was very, not only lonely, and I couldn't talk to the employees. I had no clue, just, I had nobody. So the fact that you're seeking out this community, and that's a lot of why I built it with the Facebook group and the podcast. And I pick podcasting because it's so intimate. I feel like I can really connect with you. I have no idea what you look like, if you're old, if you're young. I have no prejudgments other than this is a business owner that needs help, and I have, hopefully, ideally, the ability to help them. So I really would encourage you to find a community. Online's perfect, and not to knock our own community of the Grow My Cleaning Company community, but that can only go so far. I would encourage you to find more like this. It doesn't have to, you know, I'm not saying it can't be virtual, in that you don't have, they don't have to be in your community, but you want people you can talk to, right? You can only get so far with Facebook posts, and I don't know that human being, but you and I through this conversation are going to be infinitely closer than if we corresponded over Facebook or text or something like that for a year, because I just get to know who you are. So that would probably be the biggest, not that those others aren't important, I just think you have less to go. So in order of, we didn't talk about your core values, so that may be as important, but for you, the things I would emphasize is, understand your core values, live them 100% at work, not just for your mental sanity, but guess what? The answer to the question, how do I get my fire back at work, is to live your core values. And you're like, oh, that's awesome, but what about making money? The good news is, if you said, how do I make more money at work? My answer would be, live your core values. So the awesome thing is, they're not at cross purpose. You'll actually have more success, believe it or not, living your core values and being transparent. And you're going to be like, well, people that don't believe what I believe and don't have that important, they're not going to want to do business with me. Fantastic. I promise you, there are enough people that do believe what you believe that they're going to be very passionate, passionate customers as opposed to passive customers. I've got a client, Susie, that is starting to do a devotional from the Bible every day. And I can assure you, in this day and age in America, that's a lot of people are going to go, not interested. I don't want anything to do with that woman. And I firmly believe in whatever they believe in that's opposed to the Bible. And they're going to go, I wouldn't even consider working with you, Susie, because of that. Fine. Because guess what? The people that do have those beliefs and are faith-based or believe that the Bible is an important book or even a foundation for life are going to go, not only do I want to support you, Susie, you're the only cleaning company I'm going to go with, or I'm only going to go with cleaning companies that have these kinds of beliefs. So the good news is you've got a smaller focus. You can give better service and have a better relationship with those customers because you have that shared belief, and you can relax and not worry about, oh, I'm amongst people that don't know me or don't get me. So the good news is with the core values is it works towards building your business and it works towards your mental sanity. You get that community, same thing. Not only will you feel less lonely, not only can you get accountability and encouragement when you get kicked in the teeth, because hopefully you'll leave this podcast feeling great. But what about tomorrow, when you need that boost again, right? You need that community where you can call a couple times a week and go, what do I do, man? And or the other way, I just got a huge account. I'm starting to finally remember why I love this business, and have other people that get it come around and go with no agenda, right? Your wife, if you're married, might go, well, that here's how that affects me. Your friends might go, hey, you jerk, you're already more successful than I am. Now you're even more successful. But you get other business owners that can just sincerely go, no agenda. Just that's, I'm so excited for you, Brian. All right, we are going to hit the lightning round really quick because I've been so long. You're probably the longest non-guest guest expert we've done, Brian. So congratulations, I suppose. It's a dubious honor. Three quick questions. I have high hopes you're going to give three amazing answers. We do have to go quick. Best piece of advice you've ever received?
Just don't give up. You know, your only option is to either go forward, and if you give up, then you're done. So just keep striving for your goals.
That's exactly right. The minute you fail, if you want to know exactly when it happened, looking back is the minute you gave up. Until you give up, you obviously haven't failed because you're continuing. All right. Biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can learn from?
Well, it definitely has to be underpricing a job. That's one of the things that I think a lot of people have happened to them in the beginning. But now I know my work is worth what I'm charging, and I know I give them what they're asking for and transferring their money to me. So underbidding was definitely the biggest mistake. It's very frustrating.
That's funny. As a coach, I start to think I know people, and I would have bet money you were going to say, don't take a partner, and you surprised me with some excellent feedback. Okay, great. Last question. What's one idea that is immediately implementable that Cleaning Nation can hear and put into practice right away that'll improve their lives and or their business?
Well, I think I am on social media, and I do know that employees, and we all have the same hardships. So I think the community and getting, you know, where I can actually, not just online, but people in my community, you know, that's definitely something I'm going to do. I just was too busy working to actually do that, but I think that that's probably the missing link.
All right. And you're one, I don't think I've done this before, but if I have, you're the first three. I'm going to right now give an open invitation to have you back in 6 months. I'd like to kind of keep in touch with you and make sure that, because I think you're just from the little time that we spent, I think you're going to do very well if you can get your groove back, right? If you can get that fire lit back in your belly, you seem like you've got all the other tools. So I would love to have you back in 6 months. And hopefully you're like, I started living my core values. I got hooked in with the community. And get that update. So, Brian, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Brian's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.